Greetings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob, and it's Thursday. It's our 14th day on our Lenten journey, 14 days. And today's devotion, of course, from John Pavlovitz and his devotional called Rise. Today's devotion is called A Wonderful Waste. A Wonderful Waste. This has really got several different angles to it, this devotion of John Pavlovitz today, that will be good for a lot of people to hear, different parts of it, especially for different kinds of folks. I guess that's a tease where you just hung up. So, scripture today is from the Gospel of Mark. We're going to go to Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 9. Mark 14, 3 through 9. And here's the story. While Jesus was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Amen. Now, settle in for this devotion today. I promise you there's something in here just for you, because there's so much in here. There we go. She did what she could. These might be my five favorite words attributed to Jesus in the scriptures. They are spoken about a woman who has broken an expensive bottle of perfume and anointed him in an audacious act of love that is declared wasteful by those who don't understand her heart. They are words delivered for her detractors, but loud enough for her to hear. Which is the part that really gets me. They are a public affirmation of her trying, one that sees love where others see waste. That can be a challenge in the messy places loving takes us. As a parent, you get used to feeling like you're perpetually floundering, always wondering if the small things you do mean anything, and continually feeling like the pickups and the lunches and the heart-to-heart talks are fruitless. This is especially true when your child is struggling or when there is a disconnection between you. In those moments, self-condemnation and self-critique are easy. In all our relationships, whether with children, parents, partners, spouses, or friends, when things feel broken, it can seem as if all that we've done and given has been for nothing. and often the voices most loudly accusing us are our own. We can so easily forget that there is a beauty in our attempt. And in those moments, we need to remember these five words. I did what I could. There is something comforting about imagining a God who would come to our defense, who sees our intentions, who understands our desperation, and who reminds us that no act of love is ever wasted. I think we all would do better to embrace the reality of such a maker, one who sees our hearts and celebrates the messes we make.